So programs exist to help transition outdoor cats to indoors, like Ohio State's College of Vet Med program. They have an indoor pet initiative. And there's other steps you can take, like creating a catio, which is an enclosed space where kitty can be outside but not get into things. So here, this is my one of my coworkers' cats. She has this very nice little pop-up screen tent that her cat goes in, can see the bunny, but both the cat and the bunny are protected in this case. You know, very fun, exciting for the cat, but safe for everybody. And you can also train your cat to walk on a leash, is another way to get them outside and get all that outside stimulation that they like. Having an assortment of toys for cats can keep them from getting bored, and having cat-friendly house plants like spider plants and cat grass can also help entertain them. Of course, if your cat spends any time outdoors, you'll want to have them fixed just in case to prevent unwanted litters. Anybody remember the old Price is Right? What did Bob Barker always tell us at the end of every episode? Always spay and neuter your pets, yes. All right, so using herbicides and insecticides are a very common part of home landscaping, but knowing what's being applied to your landscaping is even more important if you have a pet. Chemicals can be absorbed through your pet's pads on their feet, those cute little toe beans, and that can sometimes be fatal. So the risk can be reduced if the pesticides are allowed to dry completely before allowing your dog to walk on them. A good rule of thumb is allowing 24 hours to make sure the area is completely dry before your dog enters that area. Of course, reducing or eliminating chemical use is another way to keep our furry friends safe. Pet-safe alternatives could include fertilizing with worm castings or fish fertilizer, mechanical removal like pulling, and controlling things like aphids with horticultural oils. But again, read the labels first. Not everything that's organic is safe. So always read that label first. If your pet does come into contact with pesticide, contact your vet for guidance. You'll always want to store your garden chemicals properly in sealed containers, right? We all know all the safety things that go along with using chemicals in our garden. Read the labels to understand the restrictions. Like, the big thing on there is the re-entry period. Re-entry period means the time period between the application and when you or anybody else should be going back in that area. So that gives the chemical a chance to work, to dry, and everything to reduce the risk. Rodenticides, which are poisons for rodents like mice and rats, are extremely toxic to dogs and should not be used. Once a mouse or a rat has eaten the poison, it doesn't die right away. Sometimes it can take several hours. And in the meantime, it can be lethargic and confused and just kind of wandering around, not afraid of anything, which could give dogs or cats a chance to get at them. Many pets and wild animals like coyotes and owls are sickened and or die every year from ingesting poisoned rodents. I don't know about up here, but the wildlife rescues by my house every year have raptors usually coming in, hawks, owls, and, you know, if it's not lead poisoning from getting into like lead shot or something, it's always rodenticides. So please, please don't use those. If you need to control mice or rats on your property, snap traps are quick and way more humane than using rodenticides. Now, salt. I know it's a big thing up here as well as down by me in Illinois. Most de-icers contain some form of a chloride, sodium chloride, potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, etc., and sometimes other chemicals as well. These can cause burns on the pads of your pet's feet, especially if granules get stuck between their toes. It can also cause toxicity if they lick their feet after walking on it. Signs of salt toxicity include thirst, vomiting, lethargy, confusion, kidney damage, lots of bad stuff. If you're concerned, you should contact your vet for advice. But to help prevent this, wash your dog's feet and belly when you come back inside.